You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. He sells his work for more than any other American living artist, and now he's the first to fill nearly the entire Whitney Museum by himself. Jeff Koons' major retrospective is his first in New York and also the last for the Whitney's Uptown Breuer building before it moves to its new home downtown. Here with a review of all these superlatives is WNYC's art critic Deborah Solomon. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning, Soteria.
So, you know, this is a historic moment for the Whitney, the last exhibit in the building. The museum is occupied since 1966. Was it a good choice to close it with Koons, an artist who recently sold his giant balloon dog for $58 million?
It's true. This is the last show at the Whitney's Breuer building, and for many of us, our memories of art and childhood are linked to seeing shows there of Stuart Davis and Edward Hopper and Jackson Pollock and de Kooning and all of American art. And for that moment now to be collapsed into the Koons show, Koons, of course, who makes objects like stainless steel bunnies and porcelain replicas of Michael Jackson, he is very much attuned with American taste at its absolute worst. Bad taste is always funny, and the idea of importing bad taste into a good taste museum can be diverting.
This show is a major retrospective, the first Koons has had in a New York museum, and it includes about 150 works. Mm-hmm. What are some of the highs and the lows?
You gain a lot from seeing his work together in the sense that it did deepen my understanding of him, but at the same time, I liked him less coming out of the show than I did going into the show.
Wow.
You realize, seeing 30 years of work, that he has been obsessed with inflatable toys. The earliest piece in the show from 1979 consists of inflatable flowers, vinyl flowers, and some of his best-known recent pieces are his balloon dogs, which are fabricated out of stainless steel. And when I realized that inflatable toys run throughout all his work, I realized that inflation is the theme of his work.
Hmm.
It's one of the prevailing metaphors of our time, and I think he is an inflation artist.
Isn't that the point of his work, that he's kind of making a statement that we're living in these inflationary times?
I think he himself has said that his work is not intended as social criticism, but as a celebration of this moment and of American banality. And I agree, there's no irony or social criticism in his work, so far as I can see.
The show includes his huge Play-Doh piece, which took him 20 years to make. Why did it take him so long to create that, and was it worth it?
I very much like his Play-Doh mountain. It stands 10 feet tall, but it's not, in fact, made from Play-Doh. It was fabricated, I believe, from aluminum. And it's, to me, very much a monument to a childish culture, but also to creation. It's an enchanting object. And for me, the standout of the show.
There's also another side to his work, a very kind of erotic side, and that's also on display at the retrospective. Tell us a little bit about that.
In 1991, Koons married an Italian porn star named Cicolina, and he did a series of works later on called Made in Heaven, which show him copulating with his then wife. But at the same time, I think a vein of eroticism runs through the entire show. There's one piece upstairs that consists of a replica of an inflatable puppy combined with an image of pink panties. And in that explicit convergence of eroticism and cuteness, I found basically the definition of perversion.
Wow. Jeff Koons was at the press preview on Tuesday, and here is some of what he said.
I'm enjoying every moment of this, I have to tell you. And I'm enjoying it because I really believe in art. I really believe in the transcendence that it's given me to, it's taught me how to feel, you know, to enjoy the senses. And through that sense perception, it's taught me how to enjoy ideas and to also experience this very ethereal, ephemeral realm of ideas and to really become a better human being.
I understand the press preview was packed, tons of cameras and flashes for Koons. He's kind of like a rock star. How is he as a human being?
Well, I'm glad that he feels that work has allowed him to access feeling, but his work does not allow us to access feeling. At the best, the work is amusing. He's a very appealing presence in some ways. He's a preppy-looking, clean-cut guy who shakes everyone's hand, talks to everyone, and was actually giving autographs at the press opening. He seems earnest, but earnestness was never a recipe for being a major artist.
And listeners, we'd like to know, do you think Jeff Koons is the artist that best represents American culture today? Let us know with a comment at WNYC.org. Deborah Solomon is WNYC's art critic. Thanks so much, Deborah.
Thank you, Sotirios.
This is WNYC.